Welcome to the Money, Motivation, and More podcast. My name is Robert Geniak, and I'm author of the international bestseller Rich is a State of Mind and host of We Talk Money, which streams at we-tv.ca. And this episode is entitled The Diderot Effect. One of the things that gives me a great deal of enjoyment in my job is the fact that I get to share ideas and concepts with people that they may never have thought about before as it relates to personal finance. And that's certainly a case with a psychological thing called the Diderot Effect. But in order to share that with you today, I was recently a guest on the outstanding Debt Free in 30 podcast with Doug Hoyes from Hoyes Mikolos. And we talked about the Diderot Effect, and I'm going to share that conversation with you.
You've given me a couple of things that you like to talk about. Why don't we start with the Diderot Effect? Now, I don't know if I'm pronouncing that well or not. My French is not great, but obviously that's named after Denis Diderot. Of course, everyone knows that.
Everybody knows Denis.
He lived from 1713 to 1784.
Which is why none of us have ever met Denis.
That's exactly right. He's been around. He's no longer with us. But of course, he's most famous for his essay called Regrets on Parting with My Old Dressing Gown. Now, obviously, it was written in French. I'm giving you the English translation there. What was that essay about? What did he talk about? Tell us what the Diderot Effect is.
He, at one point in his life, got the gift of a silk dressing gown. Like many of us, when we get a gift, we think gifts are, in fact, gifts. They make our lives better. But over the course of the essay, he described how getting that gift made his life worse. I can read a little bit of French. I've studied the essay a little bit with my high school French. It basically boiled down to two thoughts. And the first is that goods purchased by consumers will be cohesive to their sense of identity and complementary to one another. When I tried to parse that, I went, what does he mean?
Yeah, what's that all about?
Well, what I think it's about is we as individuals, when we do buy things, we buy things that fit the environment in which we already live. Well, that makes sense. You know, whether we have an apartment or a house or a townhouse or we're renting, we tend to buy goods that complement the goods we already own, which makes sense. But then it was followed by part two in the essay that said the introduction of a new possession that is deviant from the consumer's current personal effects results in a process of spiraling consumption. And that's where his essay took the form of, since I had this new gorgeous dressing gown, well, all of a sudden, everything else in my life started to look like it didn't fit. And so in order to complement the new better product or the new better good, he started consuming and purchasing other goods. And now once you start doing that, you then get yourself in this process of spiraling consumption. I'm currently living this myself right now. Because what we did was we bought a brand new, gorgeous red front entry door for our house. Best $3,800 I've ever spent. Frosted glass, three windows.
Looks beautiful.
It's beautiful. The old door that was there was the original door in the house long before we ever purchased it. And it wasn't 20 minutes after the door company left, and my wife and I stood there in the front hall admiring our purchase, that we both went, these floors got to go. And you know what happens then, Doug? The floors go. And then you stand in the kitchen and go, these cabinets look like hell. And then the cabinets go. And then shiny new stainless steel stoves and fridges and dishwashers. And then the next thing you know, you're replacing the furniture in the living room because you can see the living room from the kitchen, which is now newly remodeled. And it's that spiraling consumption that for many individuals, and I'd like to think I'm immune to it, but I'm not.
We should be aware of that.
We should be aware of it. And I don't think many of us are, because we, in some cases, spend too much time watching HGTV, which teaches that, you know, if your house doesn't have granite countertops, your life sucks. So there you have it. And that's the Diderot Effect in a nutshell. When you start buying things that do not fit into your current environment and therefore upgrade your current environment, guess what? In a short time thereafter, you'll want to upgrade all of the other elements of your environment. And it's one of the reasons that I talk to people all the time about the fact that if you spend a great deal of your time watching HGTV, you're going to spend a great deal of your time outspending your income, because everything you see on that station costs you money and convinces you that your life just isn't good enough or as good as it could be if you only upgraded the surroundings that you currently live in. This has been another episode of Money, Motivation, and More podcast. If you're catching this off of iTunes or Apple Podcasts, please pop on over and give us a review. We would really like it. If you're downloading it from robertgeniak.com, leave me an email. Let me know what you think of it. And if you've got ideas for future podcasts, I'm certainly all ears. And the audience for Money, Motivation, and More is growing. And for that, I thank you, the listeners. And until next time, thank you for listening.